about a group of soldiers that were asked to go in, and a squad, and go in and try to save Private Ryan. You see, Private Ryan's was the fifth brother, and three of the brothers had been killed. I believe there were four brothers. Three had been killed on the battlefield. And so the generals decided to try to save Private Ryan, to give this mother at least one son left. And so they went in. They were looking desperately, did not know where he was in the battlefront. But they ran into a firefight, and in the midst of the firefight, they lost one of the most beloved soldiers in the group. He was their medic, and he was loved by them all. They got mad. And they began to say things like, why are we doing this? I mean, we're giving our lives for this one boy. All of us are going to die for this one guy. What are we doing this for? And one even said, I'm quit. I'm going home. I am not doing this. I'm not giving my life away. Why would I? This is just dumb. And then the leader, captain, came over and said, let me share something with you. He said, I have a beautiful child at home, and I have a wife at home, and this stupid war, which I do not understand, it keeps going on, keeps taking lives. And if what I do and I'm asked to do in this war will give us one more day less of this war and one more day with my child, then I'm willing to do it. And all the guys decided, okay, let's go. They did accomplish the mission, and by the way, most of them died to save one man. I want you to know that when Jesus left, he left victoriously. He resurrected and went into heaven. But I want you to know something. It was not, but by a high cost, he had to die. There are many times as disciples we have to know certain things, and we're in this month of discipleship, and in this month of growing as a disciple and learning how to disciple others, there is one knowledge, one point that we need to make sure that we have. For if we have this solid, if we're solid on this point of the rock, then we will not be unwilling to sacrifice ourselves, our reputation, or anything else for the witness and the message of Jesus Christ. But many times we're not solid on this point. And that point, it was found in John 14:6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. No other way. Not man's way or any other God's way. Through me. You see, we start as Christians to legitimize our lack of witnessing by saying, maybe there is another way. You know, there's got to be another way. Why would God use only one way? Maybe there's another truth. I mean, Jesus told truth, but surely there's other truths, and you can go to many religions and find other truths, and yeah, there's other truths. Got to be. Maybe there is another life other than through Christ, the life that Christ brought. But Jesus himself said, no man comes to the Father but through me. I don't care how religious you are or how sincere people are in their faith, Jesus said, no one comes to the Father but by me. But yet these little things nag us that keep us from telling people about this. This morning I got up, I got ready, I opened the door, and two mosquitoes came in. I shut the door quickly. I live in mosquito section of Durham. Where I live, it's all mosquitoes, okay? Y'all think it's out at the lake? No, it ain't. It's in my house. We cover them. I got in the truck. I got in quickly because I knew there were mosquitoes out, and I shut the door, and another one got in. It's almost like those mosquitoes are sitting at the door waiting for an invitation. I believe we are like that. We are at the doors of opportunity for the kingdom of God, and a mosquito gets in and consumes us with trying to get rid of it. You know what happens when a mosquito gets in your car? You're not watching the traffic. What are you doing? Trying to get rid of that mosquito. And I could wreck, you know. Now, some of you say, I don't care. Well, I do because I swell. But anyway, these little mosquitoes get in when God opens the door and says to us, there's other ways. There's got to be other ways. Maybe God looks at people and says, you're good. You were good on earth. Paul said, no man is good. Not one. Let's look at Jesus' claims for a few moments and think about what Jesus said there and also what happened at the end of his life. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 36 through 46, look with me to Matthew 26, 36. Notice it's near the end of the book of Matthew. That's because it was near the end of the life of Jesus. Matthew 26, 36. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to them, sit here while I go over there and pray. And he took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, my Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not I will, but your will be done. Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour? He asked Peter, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. He then went away a second time and prayed, my Father, if it is possible for this cup to be taken away from me unless I drink it, may your will be done. When he came back, he began again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour has come, and the Son of Man is to be delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here come my betrayers. Jesus was saying this, Father, if there's any other way for people to come to you other than my dying on the cross, let it be. If there's any other way. God was quiet. And God sent those who would betray him to take him away, to be crucified. For you see, there is no other way for men to come into the kingdom of God but through a sacrifice. And the sacrifice of one perfect like Jesus. There is no other way. There is, let me say that again. There is no other way. Okay. Buddha does not lead us to the cross. Muhammad does not lead us to the cross. Confucius does not lead us to the cross. The 2,000 gods of Hinduism do not lead us to the cross. I don't care how religious a man is or how much he claims he's strong in the faith. If his faith does not come through the cross, it is of no good. We live in an area right here, Durham, this area, has become a cross-section of religions. And Christians go, well, I'm just going to let everybody do their own thing. If they want to have their faith in this, let them have their faith in this. And as we sit there and watch that, we watch people dying and going to hell every day because their faith will never take them to heaven. It is only through the cross. Look at Matthew 27:11. Meanwhile, Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus replied, "You have said so." Are you the king of the Jews? This was given him the authority over all of God's people. The only one who could have that would be God in the flesh. And they knew it. That's why they wanted him crucified. Then look with me at Luke chapter 23, verse 39 through 43. This is when Jesus was being crucified. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Are you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God?" he said, "since you are under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are guilty. We're getting what we deserve, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus answered, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Who has the authority to tell someone, "This day you will be in paradise," but God himself? Jesus of himself was saying, "I have the authority in heaven and on earth." If you look at Matthew 28, 18 through 20, Jesus says, "All authority is given unto me. Go ye therefore and make disciples." Wait a minute. All authority is given to me both in heaven and on earth. Who is it who has all authority in heaven but God? Jesus was God. Wasn't just a good dude. And if he was, and he said, "I am the only way, truth, and life that leads you to God." Listen, if he's saying that, then he's telling the truth, and there is no other way. Again and again, Jesus claims word that he was the Son of God. So blasphemous that those who were around him said he needs to be crucified because he's claiming to be God. Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Many died martyrs' deaths, including Peter himself, because they would not renounce that Jesus was God. I come to this point. If you truly believe without any shadow of a doubt that Jesus is the only way for the man who works in the service station here, for the lady who works in the grocery store down the street, for the people that are going in this morning into Walmart, for the people that live around you. If you become convinced the only way for any of them to get to heaven is through Jesus, because Jesus said that. Now, we either believe Jesus or we call him a liar. And I call him a liar when I look at someone and say, well, maybe they can find another way. Then Jesus was a liar. I've made him out to be a liar. The mosquito's in and I'm chasing mosquitoes. Oh, but this is a good person. I mean, look at them. They live such a good life. They're so good. They certainly are going to the kingdom of God. They're certainly going to heaven. Good people don't get into the kingdom of God. Did you know that? Not one good person gets into the kingdom of God. It is people who have surrendered their hearts and lives to Jesus, have come to the cross, and have had the blood of Jesus cleanse them from all unrighteousness. The Roman road starts in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus talked about in the Matthew, about the seventh chapter, Jesus talked about building your house on a rock or building your house on sand. He said this: if you build your house on a rock, when the winds come or the waters come, it won't wash it away. It'll be solid. But if you've built your house on sand, when the waves come and the winds blow, it's going to wash it away. There is only one rock. Jesus Christ is the rock of all men's salvation. For the Hindu, for the Islamic, for the Confucianism, for those who follow him in 100 different other faiths, which are all man-made religions. As a matter of fact, some of them, they can choose the God they want. Did you know that? How can that save a man? It can't, according to God himself. Are you solid on the rock? Do you believe without any question, no mosquitoes in the room with you, do you believe without any question that Jesus was saying there is only one way and he was accurate because he was God? If you do, there should come in your heart a quickening and a hurt for all of those around you who are trying other ways, because they will never make it. And you will say to me sometimes, yes, but their arguments are so good. Yeah. Man has all kinds of good arguments. But there's only one argument that lasts. It's that that's on the rock. Are you solid on the rock? If you are solid on that one point, if you are convinced of that one point, then there's an amazing thing that will happen. You will not be able to control yourself, for you will look at all men that do not know Jesus, and you will say, I'm going to tell you about somebody who loved you so much he died on a cross for you. Stand on the rock, and you will know quickening of your heart. This day, go ye therefore and make disciples of the ones God puts in your path. That's who you're supposed to reach. just those who you walk with, talk with, share with. And you say, well, I don't know who's a Christian and who's not. That's why you talk with them. It won't take long to talk with somebody and find out whether they're Christian. That's why we go places with people, to find out. Let us pray. Father, for this day we do thank you. We thank you that you love us. You have given us such a bountiful gift, a gift of life. Life where even the eternal God of the universe comes down and lives and abides in us. And we thank you, Lord. But Lord, help us not to be so selfish that we hoard it to ourselves. Help us to share it. Help us to get out and go so we can share it. Help us to look for opportunities of sharing. And we give you the honor and the glory and the praise, for we know that the victory comes in Jesus Christ as we serve him. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.